Hello, welcome to So Over Podcast, a podcast for fans talking about wrestling, everything wrestling. And we have on the show tonight Macho Martin and Emmy Blaze, which is myself. All right, so let's get to it. If you've got to get your year in there, Macho Martin, but
Oops. Oh yeah.
there you go.
Got
All
my
right.
little pots of milk out as well. Don't worry.
What's that?
Got my little pots of milk out. Don't worry.
Okay. Good, Macho Martin style. Okay, so let's start with SmackDown. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so it started with a great intro with CM Punk. I loved his little rant and how he had a go at everybody and anybody he could have a go at. The Big Boss, John Cena, and of course, who he really got his eye on at the moment, Seth Rollins. So yeah, it was a he's great on the mic, and it really showed with that intro he had.
Yeah, he was
After
really
the big
going for it,
blow,
wasn't he?
he was brilliant. Some of those things hit quite hard. I thought it was quite good. So yeah, fair dues to CM Punk.
Yeah,
Brilliant.
he's been really like great on the mic. I mean, he's always good. Like, to be honest, like he has his moments. Sometimes I feel like it depends who he's battling with, but he's been quite consistent the last few sort of roasts. He's been roasting people pretty hard as well. I like that he went for The Rock as well, and yeah, he didn't hold back.
That was a great job.
He called him
Great job.
Dwayne as well, and you just think,
Yeah, he called him Dwayne. Yeah, that was good. I
gives
like it.
a, gives a bit of realism to, like, oh yeah, you built up this past the wrestling facade. This is what he really is. He's talking about him as a person rather than a caricature that he's made up, that he can hide behind.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's brilliant. It was very good. It was a great start to the show anyway. Yeah, good one.
I guess I mean, I can't, there was so much that went on in the Elimination Chamber that his little thing what happened with Drew. Kind of, no, yeah, it was like, it was, no, was it Drew or Seth? Was Seth? It was Seth. Oh yeah, that, I mean, that was
That's
classic.
why he's got his arm on him, isn't it? Sorry, so.
That was classic, actually. I do remember Seth with those teeth outside. Just sort of like
We
looking
just call him Seth Tiffin Rowland.
like, what, Seth Teeth and Rollins.
Yeah, Rowland.
Yeah, no, we should call him that. That's his new name.
Is it
But
his name, Seth Rowland?
yeah, but yeah, no, great stuff. Yeah, it was great. I was surprised there wasn't in was there an interception or anything of that sort? I don't think there was. He just did
Not
his
really.
rant.
The interceptions have been the same. Well, it's actually driving me a little bit crazy, actually. That although Elimination it was great, and we love this Cena twist where he's turned heel, but then he really got to stop playing that over and over again. It's kind of wearing me down a bit, to be fair. I mean, I understand that it was a massive thing, and it probably got a lot of audiences involved and probably brought on some new audiences, and it was amazing for the fans. But we've seen it now,
I think it must.
should we show it a couple of times? But yeah, through both shows, I must have it must have been on at least 19 times.
I think they it must have been something where they, like, Netflix really made some numbers that night, or they've had lots of replays, and it's almost like them patting themselves on the back or something, like, look at how great we did, look how good our PR was, look how good the show went. This was like one of the biggest Elimination Chambers, like, viewership maybe that they've had, or like eyeballs, or people talking about it or trending. So they were just showing all the influencers that they work with and on their affiliates program, which isn't us yet. You can get in contact WWE, rather than to
Write the check out to.
Yeah, exactly. Or, at least get us to go to your show for free.
Why don't you just get us some tickets? How about
Yeah,
that? There you go.
we'll take that. But at least, people who listen to this know that we're not doing it for anything else other than the love of the program. We're going to tell you what we really think. We're going to dig deep into things, whereas other people may be biased because they are on programs or they are sponsored or something like that. This show, we're telling you how we really think. We're talking as fans. This is real. So at
Yeah,
least they've
we
got
haven't
that for
sold our
now.
soul to the big boss yet.
Exactly. We at the moment, this is us at our purest form. We're not taking any reward for this. We're just doing it because we love it. And but who knows, if they offer us something, things could change. Not gonna lie.
If they offer us our soul.
Exactly. The Cody moment.
Exactly. Well, that's the scene moment, isn't it? More than anything else.
We're not gonna say no. But yeah, of course we'll let you know. But for now, this is pure content. This is pure love.
I actually feel like they're listening. They are listening. We've
Yeah.
had a lot of, we've had a lot of things this weekend that we've mentioned, and they are listening. So
Yeah, 100%. Like, I definitely feel that, which is, it's nice though. It's good because there's no point in watching something and then thinking like, I could make a better show than this, or thinking that they're out of touch. They're obviously trying to listen to what
yeah, that is probably
fans
true.
want.
I'll give them the juice. This I do feel actually. I think since I don't know if actually, but since I feel Triple H has taken over, they are actually listening. They're
Yeah.
fans, and this is one actual like type of entertainment. They're
Yeah.
actually taking things on board. I think they are listening to what people want to see and want to hear, and
They have to.
yeah. Well, no, they well, they don't have to. That's the thing. I mean, they're that
I mean
big.
that,
Well, why do they have to?
I mean they do, because this there's no point in them going to Netflix and then suddenly people aren't happy with it. I think a lot of people have expressed some kind of like issue with some of the programming and stuff like that. And it's new. And obviously, Netflix needs to make a return on their investment. There's no point in having something that's just a hole, that
They
doesn't,
did spend a lot of money.
that doesn't like give you the return of getting people's attention to stay onto the platform, right? That's the reason why they've got them. But for WWE, they need to make as much money as possible, and they can't let their brand sort of die because they've joined Netflix, because they've got
Much
all
so.
these this all this other stuff attached to it, and there's so
Yeah.
many people on the roster, they just can't afford that, so they have to think about what people want, because there's certain things that they've done, like we've talked about it, and we'll talk about it later, like people like Lyra. Lyra, you wouldn't I wouldn't give her the I wouldn't sort of push her to have a belt for that long.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, that's just my thing, but
Agreed.
other people might disagree, but I don't think she's doing much for it. There's other people that I feel like I
No,
don't
I agree.
understand the decision making, So I think it's worth, if you're if maybe if you're you work for WWE, you're in it. And then it's hard for you to see, you think that's a great idea, and maybe this person's a great wrestler, but they're not connecting with the fans. They're making people switch off. They're people are like, I don't want to watch this anymore, or the show was boring or something like that. So
Right.
it's like, it's important that they like, it's good to have
No,
the
I agree.
outside
It's important
perspective.
to listen. Yeah. I'm just surprised they listen that much.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm surprised as well. I don't know if it's just us or it's we are speaking what the people want and see, and we are just so we know what good entertainment is.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Okay, moving on, shall we?
Yeah, so the next thing that happened was Gunter's
Gunther.
fight with
Yeah.
Otis.
Yeah, I mean, this was a foregone conclusion, really, wasn't it? I mean, you weren't
Yeah.
going to see Gunther lose his title.
No.
It was nice to see Otis get a bit of screen time. I think they do need to build something. Obviously, those three, because at the moment they are just like a comedy sketch in the backstage, aren't they, really?
Yeah, they are.
That so-called team setup.
Mm.
So, was it last week or a week before?
Yeah.
Someone else in their squad got a chance at Gunther, didn't they? This is kind
Yeah.
of revenge. Iris is revenge, I guess.
was, yeah,
But
it
yeah,
was
no, it was pretty. We knew what the foregone conclusion was. Match was fine. It was entertaining enough. I do love Gunther's comments on the mic. I think he's great with his. I always say that he's great
Yeah.
with his back talk.
It was to
He does
it
get
was
better as well.
Tozawa that he beat last week.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. Well, he just basically just threw him around the ring, really.
Yeah.
The time it was a match at all, to be honest.
No.
But yeah, no, it was. It's nice to see. I would say, I can't really say the smaller people, but nice to give the people in the background some entertainment. So
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
that was
Well,
all right. And then obviously the bit of a change, and then who came in? Downtown.
A-Town downtown. Oh,
Okay,
A-Town
then yeah,
under, down under.
down under,
Grayson
yeah, and
Waller and his the
Yeah, they
other
had something to say when old Uso came in for a bit of support, even though he was a bit late again.
guy.
Otis has been beaten, and he comes in late. It takes him 15 minutes to get down the walkway, doesn't
Well,
it,
you've
Uso?
seen him, you've seen it, haven't you? He's you
Yeah,
maybe it's just that we don't see the whole intro as he comes.
maybe. Yeah, maybe. You could have a whole match by the time he gets down to the ring.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, usual interference, interesting. It seems like A-Town Down Under have this like undercurrent like thing with Jey Uso, which you think is that going to play out in WrestleMania where they're going to come and ruin it for
Oh
him.
right, yeah, maybe for the title.
Yeah.
Maybe there's going to be
They're going to cost him.
a bit of a foul play. Maybe that
Yeah.
is the lineup to that. Yeah, you're probably right with that
The
one.
storyline is that the locker room are upset also that Jey Uso has this opportunity because they also don't think he's good enough. So I think that's what they're trying to get at anyway. The flimsy what locker room that they have with 10 people.
Yeah, that locker room must be really tight and really close
I
at the same time.
know. I think
Oh, the smelling, yeah.
the SmackDown one's even tinier.
Yeah, can you imagine the smell after all of them having wrestling matches?
I
Disgusting.
know.
But
I know, right? All right, so we've
of
got
all that
like,
money, they can't even afford a bigger changing room.
I know, or just more people in the
Yeah,
roster.
I thought you, but no, at least the champions might get their own room.
Yeah, you'd think so. They never show the backstage properly.
No, that's true. We want to see more of that. There you go. You're
Yeah.
listening. We want to
I
see
mean,
more of the backstage, and we
yeah, we
want to
want
see
it
people.
to, we don't want to just have a little corner that you guys have just made up to pretend that it's a locker room. We want it to be like a proper thing. I know it's
Yeah, we do.
different.
We want to see, or well, I'm sure some perverts want to see the shower room, all sorts of things.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I want it to be set, like, yeah. I'm in it for the fighting, all
Of
right?
course. That
I
could happen in any place, the locker room, the shower room, the flower power,
guess
why
the
not?
thing is it's pretty hard if you're going from country to country or stadium to like have a decent locker room,
Oh, that is true. I do forget that. It's not owned by them, is it? So
Well, I guess
when they're touring, it's just whatever the stadium has to offer, I guess.
yeah, well, they're always touring. I feel like it's just like they should have that as a standard. Like, we want to see this real locker room, not just like, the inside, the loading bay. That's what we
Yeah,
usually see.
the loading
Some
bay,
weird
yeah,
loading
basically.
bay thing where they're having
Yeah.
like, there's some cabinets.
There's some speaker cabinets down there,
Yeah.
wasn't
So next is Ivy Nile versus Lyra Vakari.
there? Yeah, we kind of touched on this, but I don't understand Lyra as the champion. Don't
No.
really. bring anything to it. As we spoke before, it's not the belt, it's the person who wears the belt. She doesn't bring anything for me towards it. In actual fact, I was rooting for Ivy. No, you know, because I think, as I said a couple of weeks ago, last week, they really, it'd be great if she could get away from American Made and actually make her into something on her own. Because I think she's got the potential there, and I think she'd be a great star on her own. I think she's got the look and stuff going on, and the American Made is just kind of like shadowing it a bit, really, making a bit of a joke out of it. So I'm glad they gave her the title shot. Maybe it's going to give her a bit more limelight, and maybe they are listening in that sense. So yeah, I think she should ditch American Made and go on her own. That's
I think
my
it was
choice.
good. It was obviously for her. It was a good way in. It's always good to come in with a group, especially like coming in and trying to stand out with the women's
Oh
group.
yeah, no, I appreciate that. It is a good idea for them to do that, and yeah, it's a way in. It's great, but now I think she's past that.
I think the intro's done, and like Chad Gable's been away for a bit, so it's like they're a bit in no man's land. The other two
Exactly,
don't
he's just gone to
really.
Mexico somewhere, you
He's
know.
on a break or something. Apparently,
Well,
he's trying
he's on the search, isn't he, to how to beat Rey Mysterio.
to. Oh yeah, I know. Like whatever.
Not that he needs to go all the way across Mexico just to learn how to beat Mysterio and
Yeah, I feel like it's like what a load
tease
of.
him with a banana or something,
I
or, you
know
know,
what a
like
load of
a wild.
bull. What a load of bull. You know, it's just
Yeah,
sort of like
exactly.
he's definitely not. You know what I mean? Like it's like it's just ridiculous. It's just like just say he's gone on holiday. Do you
Yeah,
know
just say you got on holiday, and you know, I'm sure
what
there's some, looks like there's some great places in Mexico I'd like to go and visit.
I mean?
They've got some lovely beaches, so I ain't just say that.
I know.
So yeah, that's why
Lyra wins.
I think Ivy should have won that. And actually, every time I've seen Lyra fight, I think she's been rubbish. And like the person that she's always fighting seems to do all the
Work.
work, and then Lyra just does this one move and then gets match over. She really isn't putting her weight in
She's
that
always
massively.
doing a bit of a crab or something, right? Or
Oh, I don't
some
know what she's doing, but
sort of
it's
weird
not doing it.
circus thing or whatever.
Yeah, it's not doing it for me.
No, it's not. I don't know who that's for, but it's not. I don't get it either. Like,
I don't
it's
get it either.
just very boring.
Yeah.
It kind of like when you have moves that there's just a lot of groundwork. I guess I know that kind of is that like actual wrestling or something, you know, like, you know, the real wrestling, but it's like it's when it's just one level, it can be quite boring. Do you know what I mean? And then she has no presence at all. Like,
No.
and sorry to say, she doesn't
Yeah,
talk on
no, I
the
totally
mic. I
agree with
don't care. I don't believe. I mean, she's muscly and everything, and she's got a wrestling. She's a small girl, but I don't really. Yeah, I don't think of her and think, oh yeah, that's someone with presence. So.
No, I don't think I don't think that's a champion.
No, I think when you've got so many people from like, you know, the different rosters, you're just like, you know, bring someone from NXT along then, if because she still feels like she's NXT. Okay, so Kaiser comes on and he is doing his speech about whatever.
Yeah, I
Penta.
kind of lost interest in that bit. I kind of went
Yeah.
off on a tangent and like kind of went okay, and then obviously then Penta turned up.
Yeah.
You know, usual brawl, I guess.
Yeah, the rivalry, I guess, the
Yeah, usual
three-way, the
rivalry,
dream
but
team,
to be
you know.
honest, I'm not really that much invested in the story, to be fair.
No.
I like Kaiser. I think it's a bit fun, and I think Penta's cool as well. I like all his fine moves, but you know, I just haven't got enough story there for me yet.
No, they probably need to build on that. I guess before it was a three-way, isn't it? Him, Kaiser, Penta, and Butch or Pete, as he likes to be called now. So it's just kind of it's something for the locker room to do, the remaining
Sure.
locker room with the new guy. You know, it just makes Penta look good, isn't it? That seems to be
Yeah,
what.
that's true. They are trying to beef him up quite a lot,
Yeah, he's
is what
got
I mean.
quite a push. War Raiders versus American Made.
Oh, I haven't got time for
Or Creed Brothers.
that. Yeah. I just haven't got time for it. I don't know what it is about the tag teams, but I just can't get invested in it.
Yeah.
The only tag team I'm quite interested in is Pretty Deadly because they're just not given enough. And, the reason I like them a lot is because they just make the other wrestlers look so good.
Yeah,
So, they're
I
good
think.
wrestlers. But in terms of the other tag teams, it's not enough story. They just seem
Yeah.
to be going around in circles with the same matches.
I think what
Well,
they need to do
not
with the
invested.
tag teams is they really want to, if they really want to stick with these guys, to be honest, I think Pretty Deadly is the only tag team that I'm interested out of those guys. I mean, that's Raw. They're the Raw guys,
Yeah.
but I feel like, yeah, Pretty Deadly is because they seem like they've got more character, they're a bit more interesting. They, you know what I mean? They're entertainers. They've just got a pretty good duo.
I know they're on a completely different show, but
Yeah.
I'm still just not invested in this tag team stuff. It's really hard and it's really disappointing.
Well,
I suppose actually saying that the female tag teams that seem to be, actually all right, to be fair.
Well, they've tried. They made.
I
They
like
made it.
Bianca Belair. I like Belair's
Yeah.
tag team, and who else? I like Morgan and Raquel.
Raquel Rodriguez
Yeah, I think that I think
and
they're
Liv
fun too.
Morgan.
Yeah, who else they got
I
in
think the
that
thing
team?
is, the reason why those tag teams are good is because they've created a story outside of the ring. You know, like,
Oh
whereas
yeah, I
when
guess
you
so.
come and
Yeah, maybe that
watch
is why.
these tag teams, they do this little kind of like chat with DIY, and I don't think they're the ones that you should chat to be fair. I feel like they need to do a little bit more. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be just around the ring. It could be something like going to a barber shop or going breaking into somebody's house. Like, you know what they used to do in WWE where you'd create real rivalries and sometimes it'd be really out there, you know, but it's not real. It's like when they did the rivalry with Dominic Mysterio and Rhea Ripley went to you know Rey Mysterio's house and beat him up. You know what I mean? Like that was that made you like invested or like interested, something
But again,
interesting.
that's like a makeshift tag team though, isn't it? It's not an actual. When they put these stars together that are like kind of stars on their own right, it makes a good tag team. But
Yeah.
when they have just the tag team themselves, I really struggle with it.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, I get what you mean. I mean, I guess when you have tag teams where they clearly are, that's their intention to be a tag team, like Pretty Deadly. I couldn't see the two of them being apart because they look like twins, you know, like they look like they're meant to be together. And then, you know, like I feel like Los Garbos, I think they're probably individual wrestlers, but they're just not, they don't have any presence and we don't really care about them enough for them to have like an indi like to think about an individual thing. And then with the Raw War Raiders, they look like twins. And then with the Motor City guys, like they look like the same height. They're like the same kind of like small little goblins. So to say,
Well, I mean, we're not even talking about that show, but it's funny how we just like
I'm just talking
got
about
onto
the men's tag
the
team
tag teams.
is a
Yeah,
bit of a
surprise me on that.
mess. And then like, yeah, we'll get onto SmackDown anyway. We'll go more into that with you know, other people. Okay. So yeah, so anyway, War Raiders win, no surprise.
Yeah.
Creed Brothers are just punching bags, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Especially whilst Chad
They're
is
not
gone.
even good at punching bags because I'm bored.
Well, I think the thing is that Chad's not there, so their whole group doesn't really have direction or presence. He's the person on the mic and the superstar, and they're the sort of
About that,
apprentices.
I don't even like Chad, to be fair, that much.
No, well, I think Chad was like he was really popular when he was with Otis, but then obviously they broke up the duo, the Dream Team.
I can't look at Chad without looking at thinking it's Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well, I
great.
guess that's the thing, and maybe that's nostalgia. You know, Kurt Angle was a big staple in the company for a while, so
Are you
maybe he's...
repeating the same thing again? You know what I mean? It's
Yeah,
just a
kind of.
different. No, I can't. It's too much.
Kurt was a different kind of character. Chad's a little bit more aggressive and
I
small.
think. I think they're too similar, to be fair, but anyway.
Yeah, like style-wise, sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to Finn Balor having a speech.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of Judgment Day politics going around where Finn Balor doesn't want a new member in. Who do you think is like, do you think he's gonna fold and then eventually they'll put in a new member? I mean,
Oh,
Rob.
they might even get rid of Finn Balor, do you
Yes.
think? Like, because you've got Dom and you've got Morgan, you've got Raquel. And do you know what? Do they really need Finn Balor? Probably not.
Well,
He's good. And I kind of like him in, I kind of like him in his, like, he's a little feisty, naughty little person. He's quite small, but he's quite evil looking and, you know, intimidating. But I think he would do well on his own, right?
yeah, I mean, but he is a superstar. He's on the level of like Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre.
I think so. I don't think he's given enough credit, you know, when
They
he's in
just
with the group.
don't know what to do with him. Like
They don't know what to do with him. Yeah,
he's
you're
good.
right.
They want him to be like a leader of a faction because he can't be anything else. And then where would they fit him in on the storylines?
I agree, yeah, where do they?
Because he was
Yeah.
fighting Seth for a long time and other people like that, you know.
Yeah,
So
but when he did the brawl fight in, was it brawl fight?
the
Against
street
Brooks.
fight, yeah.
Street fight. I thought that was great.
It was great.
They could have done something then. They
Yeah.
could have like steered it off then away from the group, and he could have gone out on his own a bit and, you know, really leveraged on that, because I think he'd done a great job then. But just to carry on.
I was gonna say, like, because JD McDonagh got injured, remember that's
Yeah.
his mate or whatever. But
It's
I
true.
think maybe something different was supposed to happen with like, so now JD's not there anymore. So they may have even broke, maybe they were going to break up with the band and then become, I don't know, tag person or something, you know, or
I think
some
that
sort
makes
of,
a lot of sense. Yeah, you could agree
yeah.
with that. If those two could have broken off, which would have given him some more pull behind the story and his character. And
Yeah, and
he would have done it good, to be fair. I think you're right.
it might have helped the rest of the group as well.
Yeah,
Like
you might, yeah.
you've got the other guy who's in the back. He may have come a bit more forward.
Also, I feel like Dom's underestimated a bit. You know, he's such. He's, you know, again, he's another one of those wrestlers that make the other wrestlers look good. You know, he does a really great job. Is he always going to be this, like, you
Yeah.
know, he's a character? Because if you think about his name, he's kind of stuck with it, isn't he?
Yeah,
Like, you don't
I think
Dom.
it's a little bit boring. I mean, people aren't really booing him that much as well, as well, you
No, they're not, which makes me think you've got to do something else with him, you know.
Yeah, because before he would, you know, he'd make the show because everybody would boo him, so he couldn't
Yeah.
talk.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean,
People are
people
bored of him.
probably, I'm sure it could still happen, but I don't think he's a target anymore. There's more people to target for that. So they're not doing anything with him now. He's just there with his girlfriend and just, you know,
Tag team
taking.
champion lady or
Yeah. And he's getting on with her as well, even though he asked Rhea Ripley
Oh,
back
yeah, Rhea
in
back.
front of
Yeah,
her. She has no standards, clearly.
no, clearly not. She loves that dirty tash.
Yeah, she loves a bit of dirty. So that was that. Bron Breakker
So,
comes
yeah,
in.
Balor had his speech, and then old Mr. Kevin the Carrot turned up.
Bron Breakker comes
Yeah.
in.
And then obviously gets tapped by Judgment Day, but it didn't really work. It's kind of a failed attempt. I like Bron Breakker. I didn't at first. It took me a long time to warm up to him, but the more and more he comes on, I'm kind of
Sold.
yeah, kind of get into Breaker. I think he needs more time on mic. I definitely think
Yeah.
that. Because he was actually having an interview, wasn't he, before he went all down.
Yeah.
So then he came down from his interview, didn't he? Because he got basically called out
Yeah.
from Finn Balor, really, saying he was the best in the ring. And
Yeah. No, I think the funny thing is it's like Bron Breakker, a lot of people weren't sure about him. I'd speak to a lot of people and they'd be like, I just don't get it, I'm not a fan. And then I think when he was in the Rumble, people were like, oh,
yeah, I think you're
actually
right.
that was a great moment in the Rumble, and they could sort of get with it. And there's some sort of confidence that comes after a while, do you know
Yeah,
what I mean? Like
I think I've
probably.
described my like shift of judgment right there and then, really. Before the Rumble, found it very hard to get into his character and stuff like that. But just seeing the what he became from the Rumble, I think it's a real good opportunity for now to develop him and get him on more. And he needs to come. I know he needs to come on more. He needs to be on
Yeah.
every week. He need to put some story behind that.
I think
That'd
I
be
think
great.
he seems like he's a very young guy, though he looks old.
Yeah.
When you put a fake tan and you're that built, you're bit built that big, you look like you're old. You're like you're 50, you're not 50, 40 years old or something. But he's a young guy, so I think he's hungry for it. He's hungry to be there, but there's so many stars that he needs to really simmer down and be on the program every week, which I'm sure he will be. So
Young dog.
yeah, he's a young dog.
He's a pussy. Bark a bit more.
That wolf thing, dog thing. So ending a big new statement fight, Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky.
Oh, yeah, this is good. I think they're listening. I think they're
Yeah.
listening. But we did say, Io Sky needs to come and, be champion.
Yeah.
I think it was the right call as well, actually. Ripley's amazing. We love Marmy, and she's great, but I think she has had the title a lot, and she has been in the limelight a lot, which is great. I've got nothing against it, but I'm a bit of a fan of Sky because I think she's great in the ring. She's got this little cheer she likes to do before she I love
Yeah.
it. So yeah, I'm glad that she won it. I think she needs to I think this hopefully this give her opportunity to be on the mic more
Yeah.
because I think she needs that, and we want to see a bit more of her, if you know what I mean, behind it. We see her in the ring, and she's great in the ring, and she brings something, she brings some sort of element to it that I quite like. But
Yeah.
I want to see more of like who is Io Sky on the mic. I want to see some banter and living up to the belt.
Yeah. No, definitely.
But I'm glad she won it.
I agree. I mean, Rhea's been amazing. It does make give me some suspicions why she like kind of lost it now, because you're just kind of like, is she. She's
The only
just
reason
come
he got
back.
married, right?
Yeah, she's got married and everything. Like, I don't know. Could she be pregnant or something?
I don't think she'd be pregnant with doing WWE if she knew what happened.
Well, that's the thing. That's why you'd have to give up the belt, isn't it? Or you might be
Well,
planning
yeah, but
on
I mean,
it.
I don't think you can wrestle while being pregnant. You wouldn't risk it, would you? But
Well, maybe.
maybe she just needs a long honeymoon.
Or yeah, maybe. Or she's planning for. They're planning to start,
Yeah, maybe.
trying, sort of thing.
Yeah, maybe she just wants to step take a step back now she's married,
Yeah.
and just do a bit of couple time for a little bit, where
Yeah.
she doesn't have to be on the show so much, maybe.
Yeah. No,
As you
definitely.
say, might be a reason, but yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's very exciting, very interesting. I would like to see what happens as well. I think it's just interesting. I don't know if I think that Io deserves it necessarily. I'm not saying she doesn't. I'm not saying she's not a great wrestler. I'm just saying that.
In fact that she not exactly more than the fact that she deserves the title, but more that she deserves the shot of trying to live up to the title.
Yeah, like she puts in a lot of work. She's been
Yeah.
kind of a mid-card type person for quite a long time, so it's great to sort of pass that baton on. And you can't keep having the same people having the belt. We need to, especially if you want to elevate the women's wrestling. Io is amazing in terms of the moves that she does, in te like in the in a contrast to like Lyra, where we were sort of talking about how she doesn't really have presence. Io definitely has presence. She is great in the ring, like exciting in the ring, and she's support like pretty supportive. It's quite hard for her to fight someone like Rhea, because I did before this. I think they were friends. So, or that
Yeah, they're all Blair friends, right? Because
the characters.
old Blair, that was a reason why apparently, Rhea lost it, didn't she? She was distracted by
Yeah,
Blair, who
it's
she
kind of
thought was
interesting that.
helping Skye. Or, you kind of saw Blair cheering on Skye because, let's face it, if you're out of the two, who would you rather face?
Yeah, I think that's the point. But then it kind of makes you think when Belair was like, what's the word? Interfering, and her.
Really though, just
Yeah, I mean, well, kind of like her just being a bit of a pain in Rhea's bottom or whatever. I kind of thought, is it, she's kind of acting a bit like a heel,
yeah, she is actually. Yeah, you are right, it's
although
kind of like
she's
that.
not wearing, she was wearing white, like as if she was a savior or something. classic savior
Bringing
move.
in an angel.
Exactly, like she's some kind of angel. Her doing that sort of cheating type, those type of distractions for Rhea was actually really like
Yeah, it
really
was
kind
very
of not.
hellish, wasn't
Yeah, it was quite unkind and quite unlike her, because I
it?
always think that she's quite usually quite nice,
There's still time for her to turn, when she fights Skye, she gonna turn heel,
Well, we're still building on that story, which gets us to SmackDown.
Smackdown. Oh well, yeah.
Yeah, so starts with Randy Orton.
Yeah, I liked his. He is good on the mic.
Oh yeah.
I give him that. I was hoping for a bit more action, I must say, halfway through, because although he is quite good on the mic, I did drift off a bit.
Yeah,
After
he
being
took
on there
quite a
for a
long time
while,
to
I liked his
talk.
comments. They were good. They're funny.
He took quite a long time to talk on the mic.
He did. Yeah, I think he was too. I think it was too long.
Yeah.
While Punk's was probably actually similar in length, Punk has this way of capturing you and really investing in what he's saying and
Yeah.
brings on this spark of excitement.
Yeah,
But
it's his.
Randy's not quite there yet because he seems like a very serious guy sometimes. He's still talking voices in his head, so a bit of conflict there.
I think really like with the difference between the two is that CM Punk has this like very good way of showing his visceral hate and passion straight away, and he hasn't got the patience to, he's not waiting around, is he? Do you know what I mean? To start the show, he understands that. What people like about him. Whereas Randy, I think he's been in the game for so long, and so is CM Punk, but Randy's been in just WWE for a long time. He's just like a piece of the furniture, even though he's come back. And then,
Yeah,
like,
I get you.
he just sort of like, I think he just, like, when you've heard him having interviews, when he had the interview with Cody, he just seems like he's just chilling. He doesn't really, he's not got the passion as he did when he was a bit younger and he's a bit older now. He's a bit slower. I think he's sort of like, it's just happy collecting a paycheck. Let me just be real.
Yeah, you're probably right. He is probably happy. Yeah, he's got to pay for his wife's bags.
Yeah, I know that Amazon
Yeah, the
deliveries.
Amazon account's ripping him apart, you know.
Yeah.
Got to pay his wife's bills somehow.
He likes to get on his video game. He seems like, to be fair, like
He
there's
sounds like
nothing.
the uncle you always want.
He, I feel like, to be honest, he's not, there's nothing wrong with that. Like with someone just coming in, he understands what his role is. He does his job, and then he goes home. And he's, and I feel like he's quite healthy with it. He's not striving for anything. He's not like, he said that he doesn't feel like he's gonna make, he tried to get into the movie business. He couldn't quite get there, which is quite weird, to be honest, because I think he'd be quite good in movies, actually.
Yeah, I think he would as well, actually. It'd
I
be
think,
interesting to see anyway.
yeah, I think it would be a
But
really
yeah.
good asset to, like, I don't know, an action film or what, him and Batista, I don't, they're quite similar in a way, but not quite. Like, I don't, if Batista's doing really well, and like, Batista's, I think, is a good actor, I think he's done well, but maybe it's just one of those things. Maybe Randy clams up, or he hasn't got the right agent. But he just isn't, when he's on the show, I feel like he had to gear up to getting in the mode of being angry, and being like, oh
Maybe,
yeah,
yeah, he's maybe.
you cost me my title. It took a while for him
Yeah.
to gear up to that.
Yeah, I get you.
And his
You
comments
know.
about John Cena being a
Oh,
bottom
that's great.
rung.
Yeah, he's definitely Cena's definitely rock's bottom now,
Yeah. That
eh?
was funny. But that's the thing, he's quite funny, like, to be fair, like Randy Orton. I think there's an element where he could be improving, where, you know what I mean? I feel
Yeah, I think he was actually. I don't know if he wrote it himself, but he
like
did sound like he came off of that, even
yeah,
like it was speeched, you
I
know.
think he's
So,
quite a funny guy. He probably
and
has a dark.
yeah, he does sound like he could be quite fun actually.
He's got a dark sense of humor, so
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
the only thing. He has to be a bit, he probably has to hold back a bit and then keep it PC,
Yeah, maybe he's
and
too much the other
even
side.
The Rock's bottom is not really PC if people read it a certain way.
It depends on what way you look at that, yeah.
Well, the show is aging up. They're trying to do things like Naomi calling, we'll talk about later, Bianca a female dog. So anyway, yeah, Piper and Tiffany Stratton.
Oh, what can I say? As I said before, Tiffy needs to lose it. She's had a little bit of fun. She's not getting the crowd. Tiffy's still really young, so I feel like she needs, as I say before, right, great, she's won it, she's young. She needs to lose it and then build up a great story. So, as far as I was concerned, Piper and Tiffy should never have been anyway. I think I actually felt sad for Piper to losing to Tiffy, to be fair, because I quite like Piper. I think she'd done better on her own before she was teamed up with old Chelsea Green.
Well, I think they didn't have anything for her. This gets her on the show. She just gets her paycheck, to be honest. T Chelsea Green is
She
very
does, but I think she does so well
popular.
when she does solo, you know.
Yeah, I think, well, I think the storyline with Chelsea Green is needs to be played out soon, because
Agree, it
I'm
does feel
kind
like
of
it will
bored.
now.
I actually feel like she's ruining the women's wrestling, Ross, like she's ruining it, to be fair, because she's always sort of like playing it that she's
The
like,
pin,
I know,
like
I
the
think
limbo
she's,
type, would you
yeah,
call it?
I think she's like, because before she's always been around and stuff, and she's,
Oh yeah, she's been doing it for years, right? And she's amazing.
yeah.
I've seen some old clips of her, you know, with her against Penta. She's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I'm no disrespect. You can obviously tell, like, she did a drop kick on the bin or whatever to Meechin, and you're like, no bimbo could do that. Do you know what I mean? No one who doesn't know
Yeah,
what they're
agree.
doing could do that. But it's just like, I'm just sick of the overacting and stuff and the same thing. I'm
Yeah.
bored. And I think that's played out. Piper, when she was on NXT UK, she was like, she was a bruiser. She was like almost a Nia Jax, like, giving like slapping little girls. She was like this big girl slapping the little girls.
Yeah, no, I get
Like
all that.
a, you know, like one of those
Yeah,
like
puppy mills great. That's
bullies at
great.
school,
Yeah.
I just think it's she's a bit wasted. I think that they're kind of cheapening the women's you know, that belt and just a fraction. I feel like I think they can do better.
Definitely.
It was funny for while it lasted, but I think we need something else. I can't be watching the same matches over and over again.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. No, 100%. She's got to go.
Yeah, well, I think so. So yeah, and I also don't really like how the match was given. Like, I don't really like, oh, somebody's talking to you know, the manager or whatever. Then she interrupts, and then it's like, okay, so that's it. We've decided that you're going to have a match with that. I'm sick of these like lazy matches, like lazy reasons for matches. It's like it didn't like, why is she fighting Piper? Like, she interrupted. It's like, oh, you know what I mean? I just think it's like they need to stop being a bit lazy with that. I'm just like, this is
Well,
what
even Chelsea had a match by herself, didn't she, against who was she
yeah.
fighting?
And Chelsea, like, she didn't even come to Piper's aid or like step, like,
Oh no, it's just rubbish, wasn't she?
yeah, she should be like, you know, Piper comes to all of her matches, and then you're just like, what's the point in that? You know?
Yeah, true. Get rid of that cat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Charlotte
because
Flair.
Chelsea only won by someone else coming in. No, who is this?
Of Alba Fyre.
Yeah, so there's going
Exactly.
to be obviously a, maybe that's a way of Piper leaving, you know. Maybe they're listening, you know. Hey, Piper needs to go, so let's have
I don't know. I for me,
Driver, or you know, let Alba Fyre
for
come in
me
with Chelsea.
personally, I don't think Piper needs to go. I think Chelsea needs to go. I'm
No,
not
that's what I meant. Like, if Piper had her own little solo part to
being. Yeah.
get out of the group of Chelsea, and then Chelsea can have Alba Fyre, I guess. And they could both
Maybe,
be
but I
good
don't want to
at
see
what they
that
want.
either. I don't want to see Chelsea with a new person. I just want
No.
Chelsea to, they just want to,
Chelsea gone.
I think they should rest Chelsea
Yeah,
just for a
you're
bit.
probably right. No, you're right. Yeah, get rid of her.
Yeah, until it's needed, you know what I mean? I don't want to see it every time. Like, I don't even mind Piper. Piper doesn't even have lines. It's Chelsea. She's taking up the time that it could be someone else's. They just
Yeah.
need to start making this roster feel like there are people on there, not just four people.
Yeah, I
So
agree.
otherwise it's like, why are we watching the same people fighting again and
Yeah,
again?
there's so many they could choose from that could come from NXT or wherever. You know,
Yeah.
there's plenty of places, plenty of time to put things on. So they
Yeah.
just need to sort that out.
I'm not that excited about Alba Fyre, I'm not gonna lie.
No, I'm not.
I think she is good. I think she's an interesting character. She's, you know, fiery. She usually has a baseball bat, all that sort of stuff. She's got the weapon. So probably it would work with Alba Fyre. It'll be her versus Meechan next or something, which would be another street fight because Meechan's always got
It'd be
that
another
kendo
terrible
stick.
match for
Yeah.
Wild. Do you know what I mean? It's not exciting me, you know.
No, it's not
So
like groundbreaking
no.
stuff. But yeah, I think that's what that'll be the next thing.
And obviously we had Charge Flair come in
Yeah.
for Tiffy's match. I actually you know, I'm actually starting to like Flair a bit
Yeah.
with her evilness coming in. I didn't at first. I was a real against it at first, but she's winning me over bit by bit, you know. But I don't want her to win the championship.
Yeah.
I don't want Tiffy to have it, but I don't want Flair to have it either. I don't know how that would work, but
I'm fine with Charlotte Flair coming in and doing whatever with that
yeah.
because she'll do a lot better than what Tiffany
Yeah,
is
no, there is, yeah. I mean,
doing.
I
And
am upset
I
about
know
her
it's bad.
going.
I sound really negative, but I don't waste my time, WWE. Do you know what I mean? With this, I wish you'd just take it now, to be honest. Just take the title off Tiffany. I see her another week. Tiffany wins a match and then she gets beat up and then Charlotte Flair's hovering over her till the end, till we get to WrestleMania. And it'll be like,
How
did
many
we have to
moonsaults
have
can you put
that?
up with?
I know. It's just like it's just yeah. But you know, if the boys like her, they like her, you know. She just wears some skimpy outfits. Right, Pretty Deadly in a
Yay!
yeah,
I
Pretty
love Pretty
Deadly.
Deadly. They
So it's
won.
Pretty Deadly, Lost Gaza, and Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah, can't stand any of them apart from Pretty Deadly. The match was really quick and a pointless match, but Pretty Deadly won it, so I don't care.
Yeah, it
Love
was
Pretty Deadly.
kind of
Love
like
Gaza.
some weird, like Motor City were doing synergy moves and all that sort of stuff, and so it was Pretty Deadly, Lost Gaza. They're like in no man's land, no one cares. And but the win, I think, was it who was it? Elton Prince, I think, or was it Kit? One of them did like a back thing, back sort of move where they kind of like got someone in a submission move and like from the back, and it was a bit loose. So it wasn't the best finishing move, but they got the result, and that's all that
Got the
matters.
result. As I said, the match was a bit pants, really.
Yeah.
It was really quick, which I was pleased about because I can't stand the tag teams.
Yeah.
But I'm glad Pretty Deadly won it, and I'm hoping something's going to come out of it.
So we also had Bianca and the Jade breakup.
Well, Jade looked amazing again. This time she was wearing like a blood-stained all-in-one white
I'm
top,
sorry, yeah, it
all in
was.
one suit thing.
I mean, I think Jade's broke up with everyone, but Bianca and Naomi broke up.
Yeah,
So,
we kind of guessed it was, a lot of people guessed it was Naomi, right?
well,
We were
obviously
kind
she
of had
got
hope for
beat
a
down.
twist for Bianca to be the one that did it. That
I
was
think
hoping for
so,
that.
yeah, like she was the puppet master or something.
Yeah, but obviously that's not how it's come out, which is a
No.
shame, but whatever.
But Bianca and Naomi were both wearing black, which kind of makes you think that they're both on the same team.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, that's true. So will Bianca still be teaming up with Naomi? Will she go back to her? There's lots of little things in this. I quite like this.
Well,
Because I
it
like her
sounds
for a
like
bit on
she's
the old
done.
Ray.
She broke up with her.
Yeah, I know, but you know what WWE's like, end up getting back together.
So you feel like it was almost like watching like either some playground stuff, like, you're my friend, and this girl came in, and
Oh, with Naomi,
yeah, and a de
Naomi was like a 12-year-old, wasn't she?
yeah, and a dedication of like doing that for a friend. You're like, wow,
It's
you're
like, oh,
psycho,
yeah,
psycho
no,
friend.
it was, as I say, I like these three. I'm a big fan of these three. Jade and Bianca and Naomi. I think that they've all got their own thing. They all got it going on, and I'm looking forward to how things play out with this one. I'm actually quite gripped with this three bit.
Yeah, it's like basically freeze the crowd, so she had to just get rid of her.
Yeah, so who's going to go solo? Who's going to be the heel?
Yeah,
Interesting thing.
well, obviously at the moment it looks like Naomi's having a heel turn. I feel like
Maybe.
her heel turn is possibly bigger than John Cena's, even, because she's supposed to
Maybe,
be.
yeah, but then what are they going to do about the tag team?
Well, maybe it's going to become like they're all every man for themselves now, so they're not a
Maybe
tag.
a bit triple threat.
Yeah, maybe it should be something like that. Maybe that's the match that we want for WrestleMania. Like, the Io Sky bit almost becomes like, who cares, really?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm really invested in this story bit. It's quite good.
Yeah, there's good acting from Bianca, I have to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jade came in, and
Even Naomi looked great as well, so.
Naomi always looks great. She looks. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to be great for her character. I love how she just sort of. She's like also like some sort of abusive ex. It's just
Yeah,
like,
she is.
you're like, I love you. I love you. You little whatever. Like because you didn't get what you wanted. So then you're like
Yeah, your little
calling
female dog.
yeah, calling her a female dog. Okay, Braun Strowman versus Solo Sikoa.
Yeah, what can I say about this match? I wasn't feeling this match at all, to be
No.
honest. I like Braun Strowman, he's all right, but he's just a, I don't know, there's something about, there's no story for him. It's kind of like I just don't feel the presence of Braun Strowman so much. You don't he never really does much placement on the mic on these talking and things like that. He was fighting Solo, and I just Solo after he lost, the tribal chief match. I'm found I'm just not invested in him at the moment, and I really wish Jacob would not team up with Solo, because I think it's completely wasted on Jacob. He should be going solo,
Good pun. Yeah,
Yeah,
I
good part.
agree. I agree with everything you said. Braun Strowman don't have any. He doesn't have any presence, no matter how Wade Barrett's like. It's the monster here or something.
Yeah, it's a monster, but you don't talk much.
Yeah, and he's just like a friendly giant, really. And it's sort
Yeah.
of there's nothing really that interesting them at. I think it's just that they've got him. Braun Strowman, I think he must his maybe he sells really good merchandise, and I think kids like him because he's called the monster and he's a freak
Yeah,
friendly
it's
giant.
great. It's great for kids. He does look like a monster. It's great. But in terms of us, weird adults, it's kind of not doing much, is it?
Yeah, I don't think so. And then, with I think Jacob Fatu, I thought it would have been interesting if there was this thing between the two of them that actually Jacob switches on Solo, and then
Yeah.
and because or something happens with Tama, something where they're just going to backstab Solo because it seems a bit like Solo still thinks he's the boss or something.
Yeah, he's definitely not the boss. He hasn't
Yeah.
got no boss presence now. Jacob's started like
Acting
going on
out.
his own, speaking on the mic. As soon as he started speaking on the mic and started making himself known, the crowd love him. I like him. I think he's great. He's got this crazy like attitude going to things. He shakes that rope. He loves to do the shakes, doesn't he? So, and I love his merch as well, actually. I really like his emblem, his logo on his t-shirt, the wolf one. I
Yeah,
think that's pretty cool
it's
in terms
pretty
of
great.
graphic wise. It's probably one of the best ones
Yeah.
out there. It's a shame his name doesn't match the logo in a sense, really, does it?
Yeah.
But yeah, Jacob needs to go on his own.
Yeah.
Beat the crap out of Solo and ditch him.
Yeah, I think so too. Him and Tama at least do their own thing. But yeah, so that was
That
well
was that really, wasn't
lackluster.
it?
But it's just the usual thing. And then
Yeah.
okay, filler match. So
McIntyre.
street fight. Was it a street fight with Charlie?
Yeah, there was a street fight, but we already touched on that, wasn't it? Chelsea
Yeah,
Green.
we
Yeah, we've
have.
already touched on that. We're kind
And
of
then
fed up with Chelsea, so.
McIntyre versus Jimmy Uso.
McIntyre versus Jimmy. What can I say about this match? I wasn't really that bothered, to be fair. I like McIntyre. I like Jimmy, but in terms of match wise, meh, couldn't be bothered. I know Priest comes in and attacks McIntyre, but only because McIntyre attacked Priest. At the beginning of the show, because Priest seems to knock out McIntyre in every single, he knocked him out in the Rumble, right? And then he mo knocked him out in elimination. What else has he done? I don't know. It's been a few times that Priest has knocked out McIntyre. I'm not a big fan of Priest anyway. I do struggle with Priest. He needs something, but whatever he's got at the moment is just not
I
working.
liked Priest. I do. I mean, I liked Priest when they were breaking up, him and Rhea, and the band were breaking up. And then now he's kind of in no man's land as to
That's what I mean. Yeah, the no man's part.
what's
Yeah.
going on. He's
So
been
anyway,
ditched
that
from
happened,
Rhea.
and
Yeah.
the match itself between McIntyre and Jimmy wasn't. Oh, yeah, not that worried, not that fussed, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm glad McIntyre won, actually, but that's about it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I agree. I was just like, it would be a bit of an upset, I think, if McIntyre lost, but this is wrestling. everyone's got a chance of winning and losing. So the other thing was Cody had a speech as well.
It was all right.
Yeah, I mean,
It was a speech. I
what do you think of
kind of
his?
switched off after a bit, to be fair.
What do you think of
His
his
black
face?
eye.
Yeah.
I think that was down to what's his face? The musician guy.
What's the guy called?
I don't know. No one cares
Travis,
about him.
Travis
Why?
Scott, Travis,
Oh yeah, Travis Scott.
guy that's
I
had a
couldn't care less
kid
about
with
Travis Scott, to be
Kardashian.
fair.
Yeah,
Huh?
he's had a kid with one of them, isn't he? He's got one, he skirted one of the Kardashians and has a kid
Oh
with,
really? Oh yeah,
yeah.
not that bothered. Yeah. But
Kylie,
anyway,
I can't remember which one.
sorry.
I can't remember if it's the Kylie one or one of those Kardashians.
Yeah.
I don't
Either
really
way, I
watch.
think he was the one that gave him most of the black eye. No one told him not to hit him that hard. You know what I mean? He did proper go for it
I think
in the
people
ring.
are somebody, a couple of people are quite upset about that, like actual wrestlers or something.
Yeah, I think it was. Well, I just think it's. I don't really like Travis Scott, really. I don't really know much about him, to be
Really
fair.
know,
I'm not really that fussed.
yeah.
I don't even know why he was there. Probably because just because his music was in it. But that's
No,
about
that's
it.
because he's a huge deal, and he's, as I said, he's had a kid with one of the biggest cultural icon group of family or whatever
Yeah,
that
but
there
not
is.
for wrestling, though. What's that got to do
Yeah,
with
but I mean, it's
wrestling?
bringing a different audience, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, but I'm not really. I don't know. For me personally, this is just my opinion, but I'm not really that. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Don't really care about him in terms of like to do with the wrestling. You know, I don't know anything about him. Don't know what it's got to do with it. I know it's all to do with like publicity and stuff, but I've got to have. Even if it's got something to do with publicity, I want to have something that's like kind of invested in the wrestling in itself. But it might be good, as you say, good press for him or whatever. But the Cody Rhodes black eye thing, I think it was half and half, you know. I think the makeup artists over exaggerated a bit too much. But I also there probably was something there.
Yeah, I think maybe he hit him a little bit too hard, people.
And that was the result. But in terms of like his promotion speech wise, I wasn't really that geared up about it.
Yeah.
I kind of felt it was a bit of a meh after all. Do you know what? Actually, an actual fact, it probably wasn't. It was the amount of times they just kept replaying the Elimination Chamber heel, you know, story part of the end, you know, where the twist or whatever. It's the amount of times they kept playing that probably dimmed it down a bit.
Yeah.
It probably was all right. It's just I've seen that clip so many
I
times
think it's
that
because you know
kind
what?
of switched off.
Travis Scott actually hurt Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, so we've heard.
Yeah,
I'm
like no, it's
wrong.
like actually legitimately hurt and he busted his eardrum.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's just sort of like what? You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
what? He clearly doesn't realize that wrestling isn't.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Kayfabe all the way.
Let's just say Travis went too far and he thought he was a big man
Yeah.
and just because someone's down on the floor gives them the right to hit him that hard. That's
Yeah,
about it.
it's pretty bad because especially like when, to be honest, whatever he was doing didn't look very effective. We all thought that he looked weedy and ridiculous, right?
Oh, he was pathetic
But
anyway.
it was just
No one
sort of like the
cared.
fact that he actually like hurt him. It's like really
Yeah.
annoying. Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's too much, too far, and
Yeah.
I don't like him.
No,
Dum dum.
not great.
That's my opinion anyway. I don't know what the
Yeah.
others are gonna feel like, but
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So, yeah, so C Cody was obviously making a very interesting comment, just saying that, you know, Cena's got that whole slogan of never give up and all that sort of stuff. And a few people
yeah.
mentioned it. And he, you know, he's sort of like, it's kind of sad that he sort of let all those people down. You know what I mean? Like, you know, all these people that used to come on and used to come with those kids and stuff. And it's like, I know that, you know, you've got to have a heel turn. Okay, so, and apparently the whole heel turn thing was supposed to be Cody heel turning. That's what they wanted.
But he
That
refused to
was,
do it.
yeah, he refused to do it. So then John heel turned. So originally it was supposed to be like John was going to have, Cody was going to heel turn, and then that would make John look good.
Oh, good for Cody to not do it though, to be
Yeah.
fair. In actual fact, him not doing it made it a better show.
Yeah.
Because if he did do it, it would be kind of like, it could have happened. It can happen, and we could have expected it. But the fact it was someone else that did the heel turn that nobody was expecting, it actually paid off more so. So I'm glad in one sense that Cody didn't do it, because I think he still has some sort of like morals, and he's not a sellout, is he? We know that because he went off after he didn't agree with WWE once before. So he's not going to do it again. Like, I mean, in terms, he's not someone you can think you can persuade to do something they don't want to do
Yeah,
in
no.
that sort of sense. So yeah, no, good for him for not doing it. The fact that Cena's done it, I'm wondering if it's actually some truth to it in terms of like, oh, I'll turn heel if you give me £50 million
Yeah.
or whatever.
Exactly. What is that but round number, huh? Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
no, exactly. I mean, I know Cena's making a lot of money in movies, and he's done well in some things as well, but does he have the same money as what The Rock does?
I think the thing,
Don't, either way, well, The Rock's got bad movies anyway, but
yeah, but bad
in
movies
terms of like
make money.
money wise, in terms of merchandise and all the other crap that
Well, The
they
Rock's
do.
been, he's been doing it for a lot longer. He's been in the movies for a bit now, and you know, he's got big deals. And you know, John, he's just like any other actor. In between the time when he's not acting, he still needs to make a little bit of a buck here and there. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, he's making probably quite a lot, probably wanting to be involved in this Netflix move, probably helped engineer it a little bit as well with his
Yeah,
deals.
maybe it's part of his contract. I don't know.
Or maybe he just like, you know, he, it's in his interest, right,
It's
to be
also a
on.
way of getting out of the wrestling, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is, what, become a heel or
Yeah, to the end, and like nobody will want him back.
no, I mean, it means that you'll probably be more likely to return, to be
Well, yeah, true, yeah.
fair. But I think because you have an unfinished business and stuff like
Yeah, I
that,
guess so. A bit
always
like the
open
Buff and the
door.
Boss rubbish.
Yeah, it's like an open door, really.
Yeah.
But I think it's just like the Netflix money is just so good that, you know, Logan Paul, you know, quit his job or, you know, not quit his job, but you know what I mean, he's making this a priority for
Well, he's the
now.
highest paid star, isn't he, in it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that, was that what they've said?
I think so. I think he's on the biggest contract, Logan Paul.
Yeah, well, he's getting a lot of other deals with his brand being on
Yeah,
there
he
as
is,
well.
yeah. So.
But yeah, like, I feel like the money must be, is probably decent. I
Yeah, it
imagine.
must be pretty good.
Yeah, but I think it's definitely, you know, in his interest to get on this Netflix show. He's not, he doesn't come to every show, does he? He didn't turn up this week. He's just
No.
going to turn up at WrestleMania, or maybe he'll turn,
Yeah, well, he
I
doesn't
think he'll be
have
at the
to, does he?
London shows.
Yeah, well,
So
he doesn't have to turn up everywhere. At the end of the day, he can just turn up where he's filming.
yeah, which would probably be in London.
Yeah,
You
well,
know,
yeah,
they
because they
film
film most
everything.
things in London now, right? So.
Well, they film all everything, a lot of things here. So it makes sense. It's within his interest to be
Yeah, I
down.
agree. It'd be interesting to see if he does win the championship now, because what's going to happen with that in terms of how much power does, now he said no. Can you say no to people in charge and still get the limelight and stuff that goes with it anymore? Or
No.
once you've gone against them, a bit like, that's why I feel like CM Punk never gets anywhere, because he's bad for business.
Well, then, I mean, you could say the same about Cody. except it's just the way in which people have done things. He went to AEW, didn't have a nice thing to say about WWE for years, and then now you come back because they're giving him the right amount of money. I think it's just business, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, CM Punk, he's actually the face of the brand now since the Netflix thing. Like, you know, he was on the cover, he was like in front of everyone, not Seth, it was him. So they understand that CM Punk is what people wanted to see. And that, you know, he's controversial-ish, you know, but he's still working. He's still keeping in line, no matter what he says. He's not said anything that I think's completely out of line, you know. He's still in his lane.
It's going to be an interesting one anyway. I'm not
Yeah.
sure what's going to happen with that. So, yeah, boring speech, but yeah, that's about it for the show, really, for Cody.
Yeah, you know, he has come out and show the severity of it, you know, but good on him because, you know, he is actually injured. That's really, really
Well,
annoying.
as we know, he does carry on with injuries, though, don't he? It's
Yeah, it's
a
still
bit of a
not
crazy one,
cool.
not like that.
Not happy about that either.
No, I'm not. Anyway.
Shinsuke Nakamura versus LA Knight for the
They were
United
listening to us again, weren't
States champion.
they? Yeah, he deserves it. LA Knight deserves that
You
championship.
deserve it.
He makes that belt, as he's pointed out, as we've pointed out. You know, it's not the belt, it's the rest of them that makes the belt, and he does. I don't care what you say about him, he brings in the crowds. He's been doing it for years. He's worked his way. I think he's earned it. I know he's had championships in before, but he still deserves one, I think, at the end of the day. And I understand there's different reasons why he probably got it, as we'll speak about in a minute. But either way, I like him. I think he deserved it. And he looked generally really ecstatic about getting it as well. And so he should be.
Well, I think with LA Knight, he's emulated The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, basically. He is the people's champ. Like when you go to events, that's what people are chanting. LA Knight's chant all day, all night long. And you know, that means that people are here for him. Do you know what I mean? So the emotion that everyone that he had was a mate was so like it was kind of emotional to watch because I think we've seen like backstage interviews of him and about like, you know, clear that he's passionate about being, you know, trying to get a bit more further or get, you know, get some better deals. And then he finds it's almost like he felt a bit blocked and that he would never feel like he was the face of the company. I mean, we've had our own people here saying they don't think he could be the face of the company, which I disagree. I don't get why he wouldn't be, why he couldn't be. You know, he just hasn't had
No, I
been stuck on
agree.
a mid card.
He can be the face of the company. It's just how they do it, I think.
Yeah, he's just been stuck on the mid card. And I guess the only thing now will be him versus Logan Paul again, which will be kind of
Yeah,
like, I mean,
I get it. But at the end of the day, it taken. Yeah, let's not look forward to the next bit. But I just want to, he
enjoy
just needs to win it. He should win
his
it.
win. Yeah, like it was emotional. I'm happy for him. At the same time, I know Shinsuke is getting his marching orders and is
Yes, that's interesting
going to be
news, isn't
let
it?
go.
That's a bit. So,
I mean, this is from sources. I don't know if it's been officially confirmed, but it seems to be quite official that Shinsuke
right.
is.
Well, I didn't. I had problems with Shinsuke anyway. I was I never really got into him, like in terms of like the new Netflix thing when he came back or whatever. I struggled, understanding his character and stuff like that. And I didn't want him to be the champion anyway.
Yeah.
But is this down to me, like the fans, just not invested, or is it the fact they never really did anything for him in the first place?
Yeah, this is the thing. I feel like it wasn't whatever they've done, I think what the speculation is that Shinsuke wasn't really turning up. He wasn't working hard enough, and then he was being offered quite a lot of money, and it's rubbed Triple H up the wrong way.
I actually kind of agree with that though. He never turned up. He wasn't there. LA Knight was there every week. He was doing his job.
I mean,
I
he
actually
was
agree with him on
it
that.
was it kind of was good for him in a way. He almost forgot the opponent because everyone else would step in. But I think with Shinsuke, I feel like, yeah, it's a shame because I don't know why they even changed his theme as well. I didn't really like the theme that I know is supposed to be a darker version of himself. I was like, you still got to keep it iconic. People love that theme so much, right? And it's like, why have you done that for a start? That's just one little pet peeve with what they've done with Shinsuke. And then it just like felt like lackluster. His whole thing is he gets to the ring and he has this whole, it goes all black and then he does his dance when the light comes on. I don't know. There wasn't that anymore. It's like he lost his spark or something. And that was due to not LA Knight, the writing of WWE. I don't know what they did with him, but a lot of people are upset, really upset about how they think his title reign was a complete waste of time. And yeah, it's just
There might be some, there might be some sort of other things going on. There's only one side of the story you're going to hear from the company, isn't it? You're going to hear from them saying, "Oh, he didn't turn up. He didn't do what he was supposed to do, so we had to
Because
let him go." But
that they can
we
do
haven't
whatever they
heard
want to
from the other
do.
side why he wasn't turning up. Was there a reason he wasn't turning up? Was he not being promised what he was doing, or was they changing his persona and his character too much, and that's why he wasn't turning up? Maybe it's like, "Oh, I've kind of had enough. You're kind of messing around with my kind of legacy in a sense."
Yeah, I think they have
So
done. There
maybe it was
is
that.
something. Yeah, I think there is possibly something like that. I totally agree. It just seems a bit weird behind. And if hopefully speculation or rumor isn't true, that they're completely getting rid of him because it seems a bit unfair. Like,
I do feel
especially.
like he could flourish wherever else he goes, though.
Yeah, like maybe he could go to AEW, or I mean, obviously there's New Japan, but if he wants to go back to Japan, but I think if he really was like, sticking a finger up, he could go to AEW like everyone else does, and he'd do quite well.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it'd be nice to hear from his side anyway, because we'll know the real reasons rather than what we get from.
Because I think, I think that it's you just don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't really know whether it's true or not. There's a lot of getting rid. This thing's very cutthroat at the moment in WWE that they're getting rid of. They got rid of a whole load of those people, and then Shinsuke. This isn't even during the what you know. It's not even a turning point for the roster. They've just decided to get rid of him because they don't know what they're going to do with him anymore. I think that's a bit cutthroat. There's like no reason unless he's left. I don't know unless he's like upset or he can't be bothered.
Yeah, maybe, as I said, there's two sides of the story, and there must be something else going on.
But if I work somewhere like that, I would be quite worried. Like, oh, somebody's got rid of, they got rid of a bunch of people or somebody in the last sort of draft or getting rid of people just because they had an injury for quite a long time. They had an injury, and I'd be kind of worried about job security. I'd be like, oh, they're really cutthroat. I'd be really stressed in the job. Like, oh, if I'm not performing, they're gonna get rid of me. Like, not stable type thing.
Maybe this is the way Netflix work.
Yeah,
I feel like it's probably more to do with Netflix than it has to do with
It
WWE.
could actually, because I heard that if you work for Netflix, you have to apply for your job every year. So
Wow. Yeah.
clearly
Maybe they have to as well.
they work on some sort of data or something, or like how well you're doing is really
Yeah, I
taken
mean, yeah.
seriously. They see that you're not performing. So yeah, there was that. There was also some other backstage rumors about Jade Cargill and the real reason why she went away, or what there was some sort of feud. It might have been because of that, but there's been a feud, I think, around December or something last year, or around the end of part of last year. And it was between Jade and Shayna Baszler.
Don't know
So,
much about it, but
yeah.
I'm not really a fan of Baszler anyway, but
Yeah. So apparently, like, Shayna Baszler actually wanted that, so some sort of issue when they were fighting, on they were actually fighting in the ring. There was a move, and then I think there was some sort of altercation with Jade saying something about how she need, maybe she needs to learn how to, wrestle better or something. Something strange, but then I'm not sure, I can't, don't quote me. And then, oh, learn how to work. She needs to learn how to work. That's what Jade said.
might be true.
Then, so basically, Shayna wanted to fight her. So yeah, and some people believe that Cargill, her injury, she faked it for some time off. So,
Who knows?
yeah,
Weird.
I don't know. It's a whole lot of,
Yeah, it's a whole different world, that one.
yeah, it's like real issues. So, I mean, if it was the Vince McMahon days, he'd encourage it to keep going, you know.
Good job, it ain't, isn't it?
Yeah, I know exactly. Get, Shayna Baszler, I wouldn't want to fight her. I mean,
No, she's a former
she's a,
UFC, ain't she?
yeah, she's an MMA, fighter,
Yeah,
and
I mean, I love Jade, but you know, she Jade is a performer. She's not a brawler.
I would say so, yeah. So yeah, a lot of drama. Yeah, so like the other thing is, AEW have their pay-per-view. I will be probably trying to watch a bit of that. I'll add a bit of that color on to the next thing. Yeah, and anyone who wants to join me in that can. But that's tonight, so I'm excited about MJF. And yeah, I'm excited for a few of the matches, and we will see what happens. But yeah, I was just going to say thank you all for tuning in to So Over Podcasts. We always like to hear your thoughts. If you want to say anything, follow us on Instagram, on the So Over Wrestling Podcast on there, and always enjoy chatting with you guys, and love to hear your thoughts and feelings. And yeah, remember to subscribe. It really helps us out on the Apple podcast, and just put that 5-star rating on there, because you know we're worth it. But yeah, so I've been Emmy Blaze, and also we've been joined with Macho Martin.
See you later.
See you later.